It was about 2 days before Halloween when I noticed it. Christmas decorations were being sold. Specifically, it was a giant Santa Claus and snowman, probably about the size of my house. And they were on display outside at a local retailer, and my heart sank. The kids had not yet been out trick-or-treating, and the Christmas decorations were on sale. In the days that followed, I saw more and more such displays. Then it started in the flyers which were delivered to the house, the Christmas sales. Too early, I thought. Way too early. Of course, this past Thursday was Thanksgiving in the United States. And we all know what comes with Thanksgiving in the U.S. Black Friday. Which is another way of saying it is a shopping extravaganza. Lots of sales and deals, and many people start their Christmas shopping at this time. Did you know that including today, there are 25 more shopping days until Christmas? That includes Sundays. They're shopping days nowadays, aren't they? 25. You have 25 more days to find the perfect gift for that special someone. To ensure that you find the perfect tie for your oddball uncle. For those with kids, you have 25 more days to get this year's hottest new toy for your little ones. And based on our experience, you're going to need it because every time we go to the store, it's not there. For grandparents, you have 25 days to find the gift that will delight your grandkids and maybe make your own kids' eyes roll. So friends, be good for goodness sake. Our gospel lesson this morning is not one that we might have anticipated for the first Sunday in Advent, is it? A Sunday in which we celebrate the hope that is revealed in Christmas. The hope that we have in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Instead of a message of hope and light, we receive the antithesis of this. We receive a message where we read, "The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken." And some of you may have heard this reading this morning and wondered if I was actually reading the right part of the Bible today. Is this really the message that we should have at Advent? In the words of Cecil B. DeMille, famous filmmaker, "Start with an earthquake, then build to a climax." And today we have the earthquake. A reading which reminds us that the day, the hour of Christ's coming is unknown. That we should be alert, on guard. Jesus tells us that it might be, and I was reading from a different version this week from the NRSV, so this will sound slightly different. "The owner of the home may come back in the evening, or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or at dawn." The good news doesn't include the rooster, but the grief does. The rooster crows. And so Jesus says to us, watch. These events, these uncomfortable, uncertain, apocalyptic events will precede Christ's coming. This is the earthquake And it builds to a climax because we live in that time and that place where we can say, already, but not yet. We can say already because Christ has been born. 2,000 years ago, Christ was born. And we are moving once again towards that time when we anticipate, of course, the birth of Christ. Celebration, that is Christmas. And so we are already aware of Christ's birth. But for us, it is a part of history. Our shared identity as Christians. However, we acknowledge that Christ will come again. And we exist in that uneasy time of it not having happened yet. And this is the time that Jesus is speaking to in our passage from Mark's Gospel. This is the climax that we are being led towards. So we remain awake. We keep watch. But just what is it we are awake towards? What causes our wakefulness? Are we wakeful to the ways of consumerism? Do we see the Christmas displays go up and do we get excited? Does the prospect of Black Friday and Cyber Monday get us excited, anticipating the deals we will find the money we will save? Does creating a Christmas wish list excite us more than any other aspect of the season? Are we so enamored to the consumerist aspect of Christmas that we have fallen asleep to the spiritual season? And as a result, do we need a wake-up call? Advent is a season of preparation for the birth of Christ, the birth of our Savior. It is fitting, then, that our Advent reading begins by sharing with us the magnitude of what Christ's coming means for us. That it help us prepare ourselves to receive Jesus. Advent begins by traveling the cosmos, by revealing earth-shattering events, so that we can ready ourselves to receive a baby in whom the promise of all things is held. And friends, there is much at stake. Our passage reminds us that God's message of peace as revealed in Jesus Christ is for all people. Our passage reminds us that though these events stand right before us, we do not truly know when they will occur. Will Christ come again in the evening? At midnight? At dawn? Or when the rooster crows? In one of his sermons, Fred Craddock, a great preacher, tells a story about an event that happened many years ago while he was driving by himself cross country, across the United States. And I think it's a story that's relevant to us today. Though we don't live in as racially charged an environment as the United States, it's still a message we can all learn from. Craddock had stopped at a small diner somewhere in the South to refresh himself with an early breakfast and some coffee. He'd been driving through the night and it was getting close to dawn. So before he got too sleepy, he stopped. He took a rest. And as he waited for his breakfast order to come, Craddock spied a black man who had just come in and had sat down on a stool by the lunch counter. And the diner's manager then began to treat this black man with contempt that was clearly born of deep-seated racism. The manager was rude, insulting, and demeaning towards his black guest. And as he sat in his booth a little ways from the counter, Craddock wrestled with saying something to chide this manager for his shameful racist conduct. Eventually, the black man quickly slurped down some coffee and fled the diner. And Craddock, meanwhile, remained silent. "I didn't say anything," he confessed. "I quietly paid my bill, left the diner, and headed back to my car. But as I walked through the parking lot, somewhere in the distance, I heard a rooster crow." With that poignant final image, Craddock evoked an entire cloud of denial, betrayal, shame, and regret. The rooster's crow, following disciple Peter's triple denial of Christ, has become one of the most famous images of the rooster in the Gospels. Of course, even so, not everyone knows it. And our passage this morning is the only other passage in Scripture where the rooster shows up. So little known, the good news doesn't even translate the word. And Craddock used this sermon on a day when he was guest preaching. And after that service, a man came up to him in the narthex, shook his hand vigorously, and said, "Thank you, Pastor, for that powerful sermon. It really hit home. By the way, what was that business with the rooster?" What indeed? Our passage this morning urges us to wait. To wait with anticipation of the birth of the Christ child. To wait with anticipation for when Christ will come again. It also asks us to be mindful. In the middle of Christmas shopping and holiday parties, our message from Mark's Gospel reminds us to be awake to God who is at work in the world, so that we can live our lives in accordance with the one who has already come and who will come again, prepared to live in the promised realm of glory that is God's. So remain awake to the message of the season. And in remaining awake to the knowledge of the love, grace, and mercy found in our Savior, Jesus Christ, rest. Rest and give thanks to God for the hope that we have in this Advent season. Amen.